Last summer, fires burned out 95,000 hectares of Tasmania's Wilderness World Heritage Area. And fire experts are warning that this summer could see similar destruction that could see these World Heritage Areas lost forever, as Rebecca Hewitt reports.
Sparked by thousands of dry lightning strikes, fuelled by dry vegetation and fanned by strong winds, Tasmania's Wilderness World Heritage Area burned for months last summer, with 32 fires devastating large swathes of the pristine forests. More than 2,000 hectares of threatened native vegetation was damaged, and several popular bushwalks are still closed. And the forecasts are for a hot and dry spring and summer. David Bowman, a professor of pyrogeography at the University of Tasmania, says this poses a real threat to the area's King Billy, Huon and Pencil pines.
The worst outlook is that they're going to be severely damaged and most likely will never recover because of climate change.
One of the challenges particular to that environment is when fire gets into the soil in those areas, it can be near impossible to extinguish.
Most of the soil in the World Heritage Area is actually organic soil, and if you dry it out, it will burn really like brown coal, and it kills the vegetation because it kills the roots. And it can burn, you know, deeply into the soil, not necessarily down to bedrock, but it can have a very major impact.
A review into last season's firefighting efforts by the Australasian Fire and Emergency Service Authorities Council praised the state's firefighters on the length they went to protect key wilderness assets, like installing a sprinkler system to safeguard vegetation around Lake Rona in the Wild Rivers National Park and wrapping some historically significant huts in fireproof material. But it said rather than responding in the heat of an emergency, strategies need to be determined in advance. It also recommended a volunteer remote area firefighting force be set up to be dropped in by helicopter and tackle outbreaks on the ground. Money has been allocated in the state budget, but trained crews are unlikely to be ready this season. David Bowman says there's an uneasiness with allocating a unique budget to wilderness areas when homes might also be at risk.
I think that there's a real tension in the state between trying to find the balance between managing the World Heritage Area as a priority and protecting life and property outside the World Heritage Area, forest areas, plantations, farmland, and obviously places like Hobart could be at risk.
A meeting is being held on Wednesday between fire authorities and experts to discuss the specifics of the season ahead.
Rebecca Hewitt in Hobart.